Who am I kidding? All the flavors of ice cream in the world wouldn't take the place of Friends. Look at that cool guy. Maybe this trumpet man will be my friend. I wish I could play the trumpet.
Worth a try. Steve, don't let the turkeys get you down. You gotta fly like an eagle, not be like a turkey. Thanks, trumpet man. Get over it. It's your health. Free health.
Homemade Broadcast, episode 84. Did 84 of these. Can you believe it? I can't. It seems like at least 90. How you doing? My name's Will Koontz. I'm your host of this program, Radio St. Pete, and of course, RadioSt.Pete.com. Got some news. I have a time slot now on Radio St. Pete. Mr. Bordeaux was kind enough to lend me the Saturday, 5:15. Is now the Homemade Broadcast time slot. That runs till 6 o'clock, of course. So I'm excited about that. Apparently it's prime time for Radio St. Pete. Did not know that. Seems like a weird time, but hey, Joe is a lot of things, but he is not a liar. So I'm happy to have the slot and his faith in me, of course. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Find out why I love the burgers named Sly Bar, one of the top businesses to watch in 2015. Great events such as the Homemade Broadcast comedy open mics. They're doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show event on the 17th of April. They're doing Cards Against Humanity tournaments. Got really good stuff, so check out facebook.com/SlyBarSt. Subscribe to their events page because they always got stuff going on there. I didn't even host it, so I'm a little flustered here. Thanks to my buddy Mike Morris for participating and covering for me for that open mic last Tuesday at Sly Bar. I heard it was really good, so maybe I'll start showing up less often. I don't know. So thanks to Mike. I went to go see Chappelle this week, so that was a lot of fun. You know, he's not one of my favorites, frankly, and I didn't really have high hopes going into it. But I'm very glad that I got to see him because he is a legend for sure. And there was almost a fight in the crowd, and that was a lot of fun. He offered them $100 each to fight it out on stage, so they were suckers for not taking that money. That would have been some easy dough to cash in on. But hey, what can you do? So yeah, I got to see Chappelle. That was really great. $70 a ticket. Not so great there, but hey, what do you expect? It's Dave Chappelle. Everybody loves him. We're Still Here coming up 1 week from, next Friday, 4/24. We're Still Here at the Creative Loafing Tampa Space, it's called. That's down in Ybor City. It's a free event. Make sure you print your tickets. Please print your tickets so I can keep track of these numbers. The place holds 150. I'm expecting there to be 151 people that show up, so make sure you print your ticket. It's on the event page on Facebook, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast, and then click the events tab. You'll find that. You'll find the event page to print your ticket for free. You don't have to enter any credit card information. You may have to create an account with Eventbrite, but you should have an account for Eventbrite because that's what everybody uses to promote their events. So stop being lazy. Get on there. Print your tickets because it's going to be a great show. Also, the 22nd, a few days before that, got some comics performing at the USF EcoFest from 4 to 5. That's going to be James Bailey, Nina Ramdat, our buddy Nathan Hart, and Brian Harris. Crazy old Brian Harris is going to be performing at USF. He loves the college girls, so hopefully there will be some for him there. I think, actually, Radio St. Pete is going to be broadcasting live there. And if they are, I'm going to pop on there with Joe and say hello. So make sure you tune in to Radio St. Pete at RadioSt.Pete.com for for all that stuff. What else we got? Next open mic is April 28th, and that's Sly Bar, of course, 2061 Central Avenue. Got a $50 cash prize. Best comic of the night. I don't know of any other open mic that does that. Just saying. So today on the program, we have a guy. He's a person. His name is J.B. Ball. He is a comedian, and he won Florida's Best Comedian competition in the year. I don't know if it's 2015 or 2014. I don't know how they do it, but it's the current years. He is a current reigning champion. He's the funniest Florida comedian we got going on here. And haven't announced him yet on the event page, but he will be closing the show for us at We're Still Here next week. Another incentive to go. This lineup is crazy. It's crazy. And I'm just going to tell you, too, we got Matt Fernandez. Matt opened up for Bill Burr last week at Ruth Eckert Hall. He's terrific. This whole lineup, I'm thrilled that these people are participating in this, because it's a very solid lineup. It's going to be the comedy event of the year already in April. And that's it. So we're just waiting for JB to get here. And I think through the magic of radio, we'll just take a short pause, but you won't even notice. We're going to travel into the future and talk with JB Ball. So please hold. We'll be right back. JB Ball.
What's going on?
What's up, man? Had a little trouble getting here, but you made it.
Yeah, finally here, man. I don't really pay attention to the road. I should. You know, directions are meant to be useful, and I don't make them useful whatsoever.
I think that's part of the phone thing, you know, because we just get so used to everything being at the tip of our fingers. You take it for granted that it's just going to be right, and a lot of times it isn't.
Sure, man. I like to rebel against technology, personally. You know what I mean? If technology tells me one thing, I write another. You know what I mean? That's why I did so well in math.
So JB is a comedian. He's found out he's going to be doing the We're Still Here show, which I'm very excited about. It's 1 week. I can't believe it's finally here, man. It's been in the works for such a long time.
I know, man. You've been talking about it for a while, dude. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of happened because Law Smith kind of got the ball rolling on it.
Law's the man.
He is. And he basically said everything that I wanted to say, but I feel like it's going to be more appropriate coming from him, because nobody knows who I am.
Sure.
So it's going to be much better.
No, that's fair. Now, Law is essentially the Prince of Tampa. Like, literally, he knows everything about that city, up and down. He's in everything that's ever involved with the city. That's like an official thing. He literally is the king of that place.
He definitely is. So, yeah, I'm glad he did that. And still nothing out of Creative Loafing. I've been tweeting at him. Not a peep. Mm-hmm. Not that they're obligated to do that or anything, but I feel like at the same time, you know, it is in your spot, and it's a free, open-to-the-event place. I feel like it's a conspiracy, kind of.
You know what? I don't believe in conspiracies, except for most of them. So, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Do you believe in aliens?
I do believe in aliens.
Do you think that they're visiting this planet right now?
Personally, I don't care if they're visiting. I know I'd like us to stop trying to visit them. I know that. I know I don't agree with anything NASA's doing for the most part.
How come?
Outside of satellites, I mean, I get the purpose of satellites, but stop with this, with the space station. The space station caused, do you know the current situation of the space station?
Well, tell me what you mean.
Last time I read up on the space station, if I'm not mistaken, it's like Space Station X or something like that.
SpaceX?
Yeah,
SpaceX. That's a company. Yeah. Is that Elon Musk's thing?
You know more than I do in terms of that. Okay. I'm more concerned with the budget and the intent.
Yeah.
Where it's like, as far as I know, it's costed $8 billion to build what is there.
Yeah.
It's not halfway done. They don't know how to finish it. And the estimated cost to finish it is $130 million. Now, listen, not million. I'm sorry. Did I say million? I meant to say billion.
Yeah.
$130 billion.
Where did you hear this? That seems like a huge
I literally just read that like a week ago. Now, here's what my problem with it. A, I have student loans. So it really bothers me that any money is going towards that project as opposed to paying off the 10 grand I owe. Now, granted, I understand 10 grand is not a lot of money by comparison to somebody else's student loans. Hey, they could pay your loans too, man. It's $130 billion. Get on board.
I think, though, that overall, the science budget is like a fraction of a penny. Mm-hmm. Like, we drop that many bombs in a day.
See, everybody's making that argument, like the military argument that, you know, like, well, why do we misuse the military? At least I see the results of the military. I don't see any results of NASA. So I don't get that. Like, I understand we're probably not the most forthcoming nation with our military intent. But what I do know is that I'm safe. For the most part. in most situations.
Yeah.
But like,
if you stay in the United States, you're good.
I'm fine for the most, you know what I mean? Like, as long as I'm not walking in the wrong neighborhood, but even then, it's like, at least there's a neighborhood. Like,
yeah,
it's like, it kills me when I think about NASA from the standpoint, and then Grant, and here, understand what I'm saying here. I find space incredibly interesting. I like that NASA exists. I'm just going, if I'm prioritizing things, I'm totally okay with us being like, yeah, we don't need this shit right now.
It just, I tell you what, though, I'm very excited to find out what color Pluto is.
You know, that's my problem. Like, dude, the Hubble telescope, the only thing it ever reveals are trivia questions. Like, that's all it's ever given us. This shit costs billions of dollars.
It's pretty cool, though, man. Like, the Pillars of Creation, that's an amazing photograph.
Bro, the Hubble telescope cost, like, if I'm not mistaken, it cost, like, $8 billion to make, and then they took, like, five trips up there to, like,
replace
things so they could last longer. It's going to be down by 2020.
Yeah.
They're already building another telescope that's supposed to go out
James Webb.
2018.
Yeah.
That costs $8 billion.
Yeah.
What? Can you tell me something you've learned from the Hubble telescope?
I'm going to learn. Okay, so I know what things look like, basically. I can't tell you anything, because also you have to remember I'm dumb, and I don't have, maybe if I had the knowledge of learning those things that were presented in front of me, or somebody explained them to me, maybe I would learn more.
Okay.
But I just like, whoa, that's really neat.
So what you're telling me is you're an American citizen,
yes,
as am I.
Uh-huh.
All right, and that is an American product
that
cost billions of dollars.
I think, though, that it wasn't
And we're not smart enough to know what it does.
Oh,
yet
no.
We invested billions of dollars in it.
Certainly
granted,
not.
I don't actually know where the money came from. It could be a private organization. I could be totally full of shit. But my point is, that is such a pointless thing. Like, this is what I think about. This is what I think about space exploration, right? First off, the space station, I don't even understand that thing's purpose. Like, do you understand? Like, a space station is essentially a truck stop for space travel.
Yeah.
We don't even have the things that space travel yet.
But
we don't even agree we went to the moon yet. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
We're talking about going to Mars, and we don't even agree that we went to the moon.
The only reason that I'm questioning, I know we went to the moon, okay? I'm pretty
How do you
confident.
Know?
I know.
Because you want to? How do you know?
I believe that we did go to the moon, right?
This is my big thing with space. This
right.
is my big thing with space exploration and research and whatnot, right?
I understand.
We have nothing. You and I, the average people, have literally no way of double-checking anything NASA says.
I saw on Mythbusters, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put mirrors on the moon that they could measure, so they shot a laser at it, and it hit the mirror and came back. So that's how they know they went to the moon. But I understand why people's... I know.
Did
Listen,
you just,
I know.
Did you just hear you?
I know.
Did you,
I know.
I just feel like you didn't hear the words you said. Because I watched you say them, and I was shocked at the lack of recognition in your face of the words that came out.
I understand, and I would, but let me
First
defend
off, no,
this.
Wait. You cited Mythbusters. The Wikipedia of television. Like, you cited it as if that, well, they say they bust myths, so there it is.
And I felt like a fool saying it, but I believe that we did just in my heart, okay?
Okay.
So, but
well,
the only thing that's
But that's what you should say. No, that's exactly right. You believe in your heart
right.
that we went.
And the thing
so
that,
do I.
that steers me away from why I understand that there's conspiracy theories that we didn't was because we had not been back since 74 or something like
what
that.
What did we go the first time for?
We went just to go.
Just to
it was,
go?
It was a space race against the Russians. It was a Cold War thing. It really wasn't even to go to the moon. We just had to be the first.
Oh, the moon just like happened to be there on
yeah,
the way.
Like, oh.
We just, oh, we'll stop here.
They said, oh, Russia's going to the moon. We got to get to the moon.
All right.
And that's how it happened. It was all Cold War stuff.
Did
it wasn't
just,
even
Did you just call us
to.
Followers? Did you just say we were followers?
To America?
Yeah. You said Russia was going, so we had to go?
I don't know if it was... I think it was a tandem thing. Like, it was the race to get there. It was just another... what do you call that? Penis showing contest.
I was about to say, it sounds like a D measuring contest.
Yeah, that's,
you know
that's
what, I mean?
What it was. Yeah.
Listen, man. I'm all for cool stuff. I'm all for doing something because it's cool.
But you want your loans paid off.
Just not at the expense of practicality. That's my only thing. If you really need it somewhere else, how do you justify doing that? I understand certain things. Like, I understand the use of satellites. I get it. We use it every day so many different ways. I get it, man. But why do I really care that there's water on Mars? Why?
I can't defend it. I get your point. I'm psyched that we know that there's water on Mars because it's it's part of the bigger picture of our existence, really.
Okay.
So I'm glad I have that information in my head. But I also understand that there is so much more stuff that we will never get to. But does that mean you stop because you're not going to have an end? You know, do you keep forget it?
Well, this is my point. Is like, I think there's a perversion to the human existence that we feel entitled to learning everything. And there's nothing that suggests we're supposed to, right? So we're exploiting a lot of things that we need that are more relevant, that we could literally use in our generation's lifetime. We're passing on those things to try to achieve something that we don't even know is achievable, and we don't even understand if there's a benefit to achieving it. You see what I'm saying? We're passing on tangible things we know we can use. It's like you're doing you're in a sports draft, and you're a franchise, and you're like, okay, well, we can get this solid guy that we know we can get 7 productive years out of, or we can take a swing for the fences and see if this other guy pans out to be
anything. Draft a running back.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, get out of here. Just take the solid guy.
Take the lineman.
Take the solid guy. Trade up and do some other stuff. Don't take a it just kills me, man. I don't get it.
So let me pose this question to you then. J.B. Ball's just been elected president of the United States.
As I will be.
You got to make your budget. What are you spending your money on?
Well,
or our money.
50% of my budget is going to go. 50% of my budget, and I'm talking about my personal money, is going towards the end of Nicki Minaj. Like, that's where I'm going to start. That my platform is basically there. I'm going to start with that. She needs to go.
She's the best. She's the best female rapper ever.
What does that mean? And no, she's not.
I disagree.
And no, she's not.
I'm just bluffing.
Lauryn Hill is the greatest female rapper ever. Non-negotiable. Non-debatable. Nicki Minaj is whatever she is. I don't know what that thing is. All I know is that I never thought I'd appreciate it until I saw Iggy Azalea. And now, all of a sudden, Nicki Minaj doesn't seem that bad. I'll go back to that. I didn't realize it could get this bad.
So the other half is going to get rid of Iggy Azalea then?
No, not at all. I figure the masses will take care of that. It seems like there's already like a witch hunt for her. Yeah. So I feel like I don't need to invest my budget in that. Right. That's not a strong campaign to stand on with people already getting it done. I elect. I just like the idea the president promises to get done stuff that's already in the process of being done.
Yeah.
it's like promising to cut the rest of the grass. I don't know, man. If I was president, I think my big thing is education is a huge deal to me personally, because I've seen firsthand how stupid people are on a high level. I travel. That's the most consistent thing about the country. I can say that honestly.
People are stupid everywhere.
The average person is stupid. That is the most consistent thing I've seen anywhere I go. I can always find stupid people. I can't always find black people, but I can always find stupid people. You know what I mean? That's not to say I can't. There are other cities I can't find white people either, so I don't want to make it sound like I'm only looking for one type of person. What I'm saying is we gotta read more. this is just, it's getting too bad. It's getting way too bad out there.
You don't need to read, though, anymore. You got everything's on the computer, phone.
That's my point. If I would have read my phone, I would have came to the right address in the first place, man. Right. I didn't read it. Yep. I just put it in, and I was like, oh, that ought to be fine. And then, you know.
Yeah.
You don't even know what happened. You don't even know where I was.
I saw you posted a photograph on Facebook.
Yeah, that was literally right next to my car.
Did you end up on the south side, or where did you end up?
I mean, it's only like 5 minutes from here. Are you going to call it a different place? Or
Well, no, it's you know, there's a line in the sand, of course.
Okay.
You know?
All right, fair enough. I wouldn't want to be associated with the area I was parked in. I parked next to a parking space that had a dude's used boxers in it. I don't know why
that's a
thing there.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with St. Pete, but there are clothes just...
They're just around.
Just drops their clothing.
They're just around, man. Yeah, it's not my kind of place, but I'm not going to say it's a bad place.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not for me.
where do you live? Are you a Tampa guy?
Yeah, I'm a Tampa guy. Not born, but raised.
Yeah, right on. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Germany. My dad was Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. I'm a military brat.
So you
kind of
grew up on the base and all that?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I ran for president, they'd ask to see my birth certificate. So, you know, it's one of those things, but...
So you can't be president then?
Oh, no, I could be president. No. Well,
because a base is technically
soil. U.S. territory. Okay, now, the reason I can't be president is because of my Facebook statuses over the course of my life. So that's I'm already out.
That's going to get everybody.
I was calling that at the beginning, by the way. That's one of those things like I can't prove, but I was saying that literally from the time Facebook statuses started.
Yeah.
I said, this is the reason none of us are ever going to be president.
I know.
It's going to be too easy to research dirt. We're literally providing the dirt.
they're going to have to go like to Amish country and sure. pull people out of there because it's. But even those kids have the Amish kids have Facebook now too, and
do
everything.
They, really?
They sneak it. Yeah.
Do they really?
I saw.
How'd they find out?
I don't know. I guess they go to school. Some of them go to public school.
They,
so that's how
really?
They found out. Yeah, I just saw a documentary on like
they're allowed to ride a bus.
I don't know. I don't know how they go about that. I don't remember
they,
if they're going
to wake up
or not.
At midnight so they can get a head start on the walk
they
to
just
school
walk
from
to
where
school,
they live.
Yeah, 48 miles
look,
every
look,
day.
Look, man. I haven't researched this whatsoever. I'm telling you, I don't believe you.
I saw a Discovery Channel documentary probably like 5 years ago, and it was just bad. I'll find it.
Your
and I'll
information
send it to
is
you.
5 years outdated, man. I'm telling That's, you today, 2015.
Yeah, now they got flip phones and everything.
I don't believe you, man. I don't believe Amish people are real. I'm going to take it that far.
Believe in aliens,
that?
Not Amish people.
How do you know they're not the same? That's a great cover.
Hey.
That's a great cover.
You might be onto something.
None of us want to be there because it's too, like, unadvanced, right? How do you know, like, everything's not underground? What reason do you want to go in a barn for? You don't want to go in a barn.
Yeah.
Go in there. It's their, you know, it's their, what do you call it? Central.
Workshop?
Control center. I don't know what to call it. You know what I mean? Like where you go in and everybody's working gears and beep, bop, booping.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It could be. That's an interesting theory that, you know, maybe I could find a documentary on Discovery Channel.
Listen, I can tell you this about my theories, okay? 100% of them are theories, all right?
Absolutely. I claim to know nothing. Listen. Every time I think I know something, something comes along to at least shake my belief system, or I'm like, oh, I don't know now. I'm a fence sitter,
sure.
man. I'm happy to be a fence sitter.
I think that's fair. I think being a fence sitter is the fairest thing you can do in the world, though.
Yeah.
Because I can always just go like, hey, man, look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I don't believe you. And then once you provide me with some proof, I'll be like, hey, I believe you. That's all. Just prove it.
Well, that's why I always, when the politics season rolls around, and then they accuse people of being flip-floppers and, oh, you change your position. But isn't that I think that's a good thing that you change your positions. You're like, I have more knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 15 years ago, I have 15 more years of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel this way. But that's like a bad thing, and that's where these people get witch hunted. And
sure. I mean, that's a very smart thing you pointed out. And the problem with it is that is a smart thing that you pointed out. And the average American is an idiot. So
you gotta
appeal to your audience, man. You gotta know that what you said 12 years ago is that's the platform
that's
you gotta
gospel,
run on, man.
Yeah. It's a shame, man.
You're not allowed to learn.
I'm afraid for what the future is going to bring in every aspect
of our
lives.
I can't wait for the zombies.
You think it's going to happen?
Zombies? Yeah, in the form of like another disease, but yeah.
I think it's going to be aliens over the zombies.
I mean, aren't they one and the same?
I don't know. Could be. They could just be walking all over Mars right now, all over Pluto. We don't even know.
Listen, man, I'll tell you straight up, I'm not afraid of when the zombies come. I can promise you that. I'm literally dead. I'm not afraid. And I'm not dead. If I'm dead, I'm going out in the most respected way ever.
I can't run fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that even if I do find a group...
See, that's where you messed up.
Yeah.
That's where you messed up.
Because I gave you that knowledge, right?
No. Hear me out, all right? You messed up. You're going to get beat by the zombies because you're doing the opposite of what you should be doing. You shouldn't be running, all right? I'm gonna tell you something, man. I know the cure for zombies. I know the cure. You're laughing at me. I know the cure.
I want to hear. I'm on the edge of my
it's
seat.
Simple. Bite them back. Just bite them back, man.
You're going to just freak them
Listen,
out?
Listen, I know this sounds crazy. Just hear me out. I get it. I get why that sounds ridiculous, right? But think about it. Zombie bites a zombie, can't turn more zombie, right? Human bites a human, can't turn more human. Zombie bites a human, turns into a zombie. Human bites a zombie? You don't know.
This is a...
You don't know. You don't know, man.
That's true.
It's the only thing
know.
We haven't tried. If there's a cure, I guarantee you that's it. I'll bite him. I'll do it. You know why?
I'm just going to walk behind you the whole
listen,
time.
Listen, man. Even if I fail, I'm going to be the only dude who turns zombie without getting bitten. Like, so at least I'm a zombie who's not even like, I don't even have any like injury marks. I'm just walking around like, yeah, man, he just did it to himself. Like, it's still a respected. Come on, man. I can live with that.
I hope it's zombies now because I want to see if your theory works. I want to test this theory.
Imagine The Walking Dead after everything they've been through. If they got to a place and some dude was like, oh, yeah, I got the cure. It's just, you just bite him. And they're like, what? Like, yeah, you just bite him, man. He's like, dude, I killed my wife when she had our baby.
That's stupid. You should have done that.
Why? Like, just bite her, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, you get to that town, and, like, there's no zombies there. It's just, like, it's still a regular community. Like, they still got, like, buses and stuff.
They're just all falling apart and...
Not even.
They're,
it's
like,
just,
waving to each other.
Yeah, they're just
thing.
Like, dude, I can't believe it took the other city so long. Like, what's going on?
It's just the,
like,
next step in evolution.
I promise you. Watch it be like Baltimore. Watch it be, like, a really bad city, and now it's the best city we have left. It's just going to be some ruined area, and you're going to be like, this is beautiful.
If you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with JB Ball. JB is a comedian and a conspiracy theorist who believes that aliens are zombies.
I'm just a practicing conspiracy theorist. I haven't mastered it. I just believe a lot of things that make other people upset.
I used to be really into conspiracies, but then I got to the point. I heard Neil, you know Neil Tyson, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, I got a thing about him because I love him to death. But I'm so, like, not into, like, I told, like, how my stance on space research, I think we don't deserve that guy. I really do. I think his knowledge and his interest in space is for another generation, and we got him too early. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I think that guy is great.
Yeah.
And I think we have no use for him.
It's I think it's changing to go. He's like an icon now, man. Like,
dude,
everybody loves that guy. Yeah, he's funny. He's smart. He's got his, you know, the podcast that he does. Mm-hmm. And people seem, it seems to be working and turning people on to science and stuff like that. So I think it's a good time. This could be the beginning of, like, a renaissance for humanity, man. I hope.
I mean, dude, I'm all about the evolution of the species and our people and the culture, right? I'm all about that. I'm just saying, I have student loans. Pay my loans first.
Hey, I'm with
Prioritize.
I got 40 G's.
That's
that I haven't
even
started on yet.
Dude, I just... Listen, man. I'm a good guy. All right? I want what's good for people. And I want aliens to be real because I just think that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do think... I don't think we're ever going to meet aliens that are going to be cool with us. I just don't.
I don't either.
I don't believe that. I don't think any alien would ever come in peace. I just don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we got the Hubble telescope, and essentially all that is a glorified pair of binoculars that we have out in space,
right,
which is essentially a tree that we're sitting in spying on other people's shit. So, like, I feel like aliens are going to come back and be like, what the hell were you doing looking at my sister, bro? And then they're going to start shooting lasers, and we're going to deserve it.
Yeah.
We're, like, so intrusive for no reason. Like, I've never seen, like, I don't get why, like, people hate cats, because we're so much like them. And, you know, like, cats are just, like, super curious from the standpoint. They just mess with everything. They're just like, well, one thing that happens when I do this. Oh, okay, that's what happens. Like, they're just always messing with stuff. Mm. That's the exact same thing we do to the universe. We just mess with stuff, and then we just kind of see, and we're like, okay, I learned that. And we just keep stop messing with stuff. I think it's hypocritical to be like, cats are annoying, and then you just keep doing what you do. You do the same things.
Yeah. I see your point. And I do think that there are a lot of things that we could be doing here on this planet with that money and those resources, like figuring out how to feed everybody.
Sure.
Figuring out how to stop destroying the planet.
Or at least feed the people we like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. And there's, you know, people starving in Africa. There's people starving here, man.
Sure.
They say 1 in 3 people are going hungry.
Dude, I'm hungry
country.
Right now. Feed me.
I'll get you some food.
Oh, no, it's all good. I don't mean you. I mean NASA needs to feed me. I don't want to take your money.
Yeah.
You got student loans, man. Come on.
I know.
That's the platform I'm staying on, all right? You're not going to give me
the
flip-flop, all right?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, there's a lot of problems here that we should probably handle first. I don't even know where you start, though, man. I don't know if the government can do these things.
They can't.
Yeah.
They can't. It's not that they can't. They can, but they can't. They can cohesively. They can't individually. And they're not going to do anything cohesively. That's the kind of... Like, we all know that. Like, we all know that, right? We just kind of pick a new person to be the face of the government. But we know, like, their power is ridiculously limited, even though we criticize them like it's not. So... It is what it is. I think, listen, man, I want to know how to start a rebellion, but not against the country. I like this country. It's the best country on earth. I don't want to uprun anything like that. I just want to stop certain things like NASA. Like, I think it's a great idea. I also think it's totally useless from the standpoint beyond. Okay, I read something about, they're talking about, they're sending this group of people, of volunteers, to Mars to live in pods there. They're working towards doing that.
I don't know if that's true, actually.
Why?
I hope it's
a hoax. Somebody told me it was a hoax. Other people told me it's real. I don't know.
It was a scam, I think.
But I still, even if they are doing it, my argument is why? Because that's a glorified prison sentence. Like, do you understand? Like, that's just the most secluded prison that would have ever existed in human. Like, it's not. It's a one-way trip to Mars. You can't escape. At least in Alcatraz, you could be like, okay, well, if I can swim good enough, maybe I can make it back. Like, you can't swim in space, dude. You're done.
See, you're assuming, though, that their life is okay. I think those people are like, my life stinks, and at least I'll get a Wikipedia article out of this.
Is that the goal? Wikipedia is the end game?
I think so.
Yeah. Listen, man, you know you can just put yourself on that, right? Like, you don't even got to do anything. You could just put something on there.
You can?
And people aren't going to. Yeah, it's Wikipedia. That's the
Yeah, but it'll get deleted.
By who? Dude, I know so many incorrect things that are still on there. It depends on what you're saying, right? If you're nobody, nobody's double-checking your page. Why do they care? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know guys who their pages, they sound like the most amazing people you've ever heard of. You wouldn't know to look them up.
I'm going to make myself
whatever.
A Wikipedia article.
Dude, just do it.
First person on Mars.
Just do it. Will who's going to be like, I'm more qualified to speak on Will? So, your sources.
That's right. All right. You got it right from the source right here, my man.
You know what I mean?
Right from the mouth of the
Who
guy.
Who knows better than Will? All right. Like, I tell you right now, I'm going to write my Wikipedia. I've already been president four times. Okay.
The first four term president.
Four times. All right. I was the first, the second, and the fifth black president. I'm writing that in there.
Wow.
Yeah. I did all those.
That's pretty impressive, man. That's a hell of a
resume. I did all
those
before I was born, by the way.
Jeez, yeah, you've been a busy guy in your life.
Listen, man, I'm knocking stuff out. I'm a really productive dude.
JB, we're almost already out of time, but I want to talk about you won Florida's Funniest Comedian this year.
Yeah,
was that for 2014? Or I don't understand.
Yeah, that's
the
for 2014.
Numbers.
It's weird because they do it and you get named it at the end of that year.
Right.
So then the rest of the time you use the title, it's already the next year. So
yeah.
It sounds like when you say like you're 2014's Funniest Comedian, it sounds like.
Your last year's.
It's just like, hey, there's no new guy on the current thing.
Yeah, yeah. Who did you? What was the process for that like? Was it like a bracket format or something?
This one was. It was bracket, but only in terms of like hubs. So it wasn't like individual, like this person up against this person only. It was just like there were qualifying rounds around the state at different venues. I don't remember the exact number, but I want to say maybe it was like eight venues initially. And each venue had a field of, say, I don't know, like, what's a fair number? Like, maybe 15 people per venue. And so from each one, the top two get selected, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the semis. And in the semis, those people compete again, and the brackets, they shrink up, or whatever you want to call them. And then after that, eight total will move on from the semis, and then those eight people are in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be, like, six people moved on, and then two wild cards from whatever rounds. Like maybe you had a stacked round. Like I know my semifinal was really, really stacked. So Preacher Lawson, who's a really good friend of mine, he ended up placing second. He and I moved on from our round, but Michelle Harrington, who ended up tying for Preacher with second, she was in that round as well. She moved on as a wild card. Tim Hanlon, who was really good, he was in my round as well. He ended up going to the finals as well. So, like, my semifinal was harder than my finals because it was like we had, like, everybody who was a top-place finisher for the finals, they were all in my round in the first place.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, and I mean, it was a cool process. It's a cool credit to have. You know, it's not like
– it's really cool, man. I can't remember the last time somebody from Tampa – won that too.
No, I'm the first one. So
yeah.
that was really cool in terms of like bringing it back for the city. And like that's what I was telling like the whole Cigar City community, which is the group I'm a part of, as well as the other comics in Tampa who I'm friends with. I mean, I'm buddies with just about everybody. But
yeah.
I was just telling everybody that I'm more concerned with like bringing it back for us because we've never got a title in it. And we've got some really good comics here. So it's just nice to like get some acknowledgement to the area.
We really do. And that's why I'm glad we're doing this the creative loafing thing and running the open mic at Sly Bar. I got to see just what kind of talent was here. There's a lot of garbage, but there's a lot of garbage everywhere else, too. But there's a lot of really talented people.
There's some talented people. There's some people here with promise, man. Like,
yeah.
The time will tell, but they're definitely – it's still fun to watch them even at this stage.
Yeah, I love doing it. I like hanging out with comedians and talking to comedians. I find them to be the most honest people. And
really? Because I think they're liars.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why? What do you think?
Because I just lied to you. That's why. All right?
Because, yeah, guess you are one. You put this on your Wikipedia page and, yeah, edit it.
Oh, yeah. I've already written about this
this
podcast and how it went.
I guess because they're also – I was going to say that they're also the weirdest people I've ever met.
Druggies. Those are the weirdest people I've ever met.
Oh, but that's different. That's because they're on
substance.
Are
you saying druggies aren't people?
I'm
saying
they're people. What I'm saying is that they have a substance in their body that's changing their personality. I think personality-wise, just naturally.
You think I don't have substances in my body that are changing my personality, Will?
I don't want to assume.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do that to you.
Listen, man, I know I'm a smarter man after I have sex. So once those substances are gone, I'm thinking better. So, like, that's all I'm saying.
I think you're the only comedian having sex in this area.
It's, you know what? I'm not going to say that I'm not. All right? Let's put it that way.
It's funny. I heard somebody, I forget who it was, but it was like, you know, you get into this for the girls. I'm like, you do?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that. People have so many reasons for trying to do comedy, and I don't get why those are the reasons, but to each their own. Like, my whole thing is, like, what you're doing doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
So it's like, if that's your goal, by all means, that's your goal. I never get on stage and I'm like, I gotta get chick. Like, I don't do that. It might happen,
yeah,
but that's not why I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Right. There aren't a lot of like comedy groupies, I don't think, really, that are like attractive girls.
I'm not gonna speak on this.
Why not?
I'm just not gonna.
You got a lot of dirty laundry in
there. I'm just pleading the fifth, man. Listen,
all right,
fair think
enough.
Groupies are good people. I'm not saying I want them.
So they
saying,
do exist.
I'm saying they're people, too.
So they do exist. Groupies You're acknowledging their existence.
Groupies exist for everything. You don't think there's girls out there that want to blow Neil deGrasse Tyson? Like, they're just
definitely
on science. But if you just saw that dude in the lineup, you'd be like, what the hell is wrong with this? Like, he looks like somebody who should have taught and Lean on Me. Like, he doesn't look like somebody that you want. You know what I mean? But it's like, oh, is this the science dude? Oh, he was talking to Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
How is a person talking to Jon Stewart all of a sudden an aphrodisiac?
I think that just has to do with being on television, too.
Okay.
I think if you're on television, there's going to be a group that would potentially touch a wiener.
Sure, but that's what I'm saying. There's groupies for everything. Because, like, television isn't universal across the board. Like, if you're on public access, you're still on television. It doesn't mean you're still going to have groupies. You're gonna. But it doesn't mean, you know what I mean? It's not the same as, like, you got a Comedy Central credit.
Yeah. So what did you get? When you won Florida's Funniest Comedian, what was the grand prize for that?
So grand prize is, on top of the title, obviously, of being named Florida's Funniest Comedian and being able to market yourself that way, you get paid work, at least feature work, if not headline work, depending where you're at in your career, with all of the improvs in Florida, as well as all of the supporting clubs that were a part of it as well. So essentially, it's like 12 weeks of work, which is a big deal.
Sure.
When you're trying to fill your calendar, you got 52 weeks in a year. If you got 12 weeks just in one state, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's that, as well as there's a showcase you get to do in L.A., which who knows what will come from that. If
you
anything.
Haven't done that yet?
I haven't done that yet. You get to showcase for some industry. I haven't got to do that yet, but I'm going to. What else was there? I got a poster of the finals, the lineup from the finals, and I got a free easel. Because Renee Hart, the woman who runs it, is the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. She was just like, I just bought this easel. I was like, hey, can I have that easel? She was like, you know what? That's your easel. And I'm sure there's other stuff that I'm not thinking about. But basically, it's you know, it's a flattering thing. I'm incredibly grateful for it. Obviously, it's not, like, it doesn't make your career. So you, like, don't, you know, you don't try to get, like, don't get too full of yourself because of it. It doesn't define who you are. It's a great thing to say. In terms of recognition for other people to acknowledge you, but there's still other great comics who I've seen do it who don't have the title who I think are amazing comics.
Sure.
So, like, you know, that's not the end all be all.
Well, I was when I initially had spoken to you about this Creative Loafing event, you were saying, well, I don't, you know, I'll do it, but I got to find out, you know, if I can first. You had other things in the works. And I got to admit, I was kind of rooting against you to not get that thing.
Thanks,
just
man.
Just because, I know, that's a terrible
well,
thing to
you
say.
Well, you jinxed me because I didn't get it.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. But I was like, you know, and I was thinking about it too. I'm like, this is really selfish of me. But I feel like...
Yes, it is, Will.
It is.
Yes, it was.
And I'm not
Will,
saying that I'm not a piece of garbage.
$50,000.
$50,000. I'm gonna
$50,000.
You will at least get gas money from this.
Okay.
Event.
Well, at least that's making up for something.
That's something.
You're giving me more than NASA. That's what I'll say.
But yeah, so I was glad to hear that you Facebook messaged me and said you were going to do it. It's going to be a weird event because I think there's 8 total comics here.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird lineup.
It's going to be bizarre because usually there's, you know, your opener. Your middle, and then your end.
Sure.
And that's what the show is.
Yeah. Pending the format of the show. I mean, like, it's not unheard of. You know, you can go to New York, and it's all showcase shows. Like, you'll see the biggest names, but they're all doing, like, 15 minutes each. So it's, like, it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's less common around here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's the cool thing about it. That makes it a unique show. Like, you don't, the dynamics of it are going to be different from other shows that you could typically go see in town. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. And I should admit that I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm totally
well, thank you.
Winging this thing.
I'm glad I'm on the show.
Yes, it's gonna be fantastic. But I feel like I've gotten a lot done, you know, because I want to be an asset to this community. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to do this, you know, podcasting, broadcasting thing.
Sure.
But I'm also a big comedy fan, so it's a good way for me to interact. Like hanging out with everybody. Y'all come do this program. Gives me material so I don't have to sit and talk to a microphone for 45 minutes by myself.
Go. Okay.
Because my life is not that exciting.
Okay.
I wore basketball shorts all day today.
I'm wearing them
that's
now.
That's my life. That's
but
my
only
life
because now. I researched this area and I was like, I need to be ready to run. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm happy that it's coming together and taking shape.
Yeah, man. It's, I mean, like, look, in all things, in comedy and business and whatever you're in, you know what I mean? It's all about, it's a process. You know, no one jumps in and just knocks anything out the park. It's about learning, and then you build upon your mistakes and you grow upon your strengths, blah, 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 and then you get a great thing. So that's, you're doing the right things, you know what I mean? And the community's thankful. And people, I really hope, come out to the show because it's going to be a dope show. You know why? Because I'm on it.
That's right.
All right, that's the cockiest thing I've ever said. But listen,
yeah, you're right, man.
It's going to be a good show, all right? And I can vouch for the other people on the show. A buddy of mine, can I spoil? Is it a spoiler alert? The lineup's out.
Right? There's the only ones that aren't are Matt and you, but I announced it already. So
okay, good. Because I was going to say, my buddy Matt Fernandez is on the show, who is ridiculously hilarious.
He is terrific.
If you're not following him on Twitter, you need to step your Twitter game up. Follow him. It's at Fat Mernandez.
That's right? Just a great handle,
it's
too.
It's so perfect. He's the funniest thing on Twitter, hands down. So if you're not following him, follow him. And follow me on Twitter at Ball for President. My last name is Ball. Use the number 4, and you're going to make me the president. All right? At Ball for President.
I'm glad you gave that info out because that's the next thing I was
going to
ask.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get into tweeting.
You're not a big Twitterer, I noticed.
Yeah, if you look at my Twitter, I'll go on like waves of just like out of nowhere, I'm tweeting a ton, and then like for weeks, I'm not tweeting anything.
Yeah.
And I'm now just consciously making the conscious effort. I'm going to start tweeting. The reason I normally don't is because I don't like just giving away material. That's really my reason. So I have stuff all the time. I just don't share it.
Right. That's interesting. Because I figured that's what it was good for. Was you know,
sure,
little one liners and stuff.
No,
like
it's, yeah,
that,
it's good for then, giving away stuff for free. Yeah, absolutely.
It's true.
That's what
I
don't get. I'm
that,
just like,
yeah.
Why does everybody want my ideas? I can use this in a better thing later.
True.
Come see my show. It'll be a better thing than what you'll see on Twitter.
It's live tweeting your show.
Yeah. You know what people are? You know what people are? They're spoiled kids. All right?
Yeah.
That's what you guys are. Listen to me. You're spoiled. And you don't know how good you got it. In my day, I can't believe I'm saying that. Listen, when I was younger, I had to just keep up with my comedians. I wasn't demanding constant content out of them. I was respecting the time it took for them to come up with their content, and then I was glorifying it when it came out because that's how special it was. But now, listen, man, how are you going to value a thing that you get all the time? Twitter is essentially a girl giving it up easy. Do you understand that? That's what that is?
I understand.
How are you really going to value it if you didn't work for it? You didn't do anything to earn these jokes. It sounds weird, but I really do believe that in terms of Twitter is watering down the effect of comedy.
I really believe that.
You
know
what I mean?
Internet in general, because everything's on demand. You know, you got people vining shows, vining jokes, you know, whatever. You're right, man. That's a downside of the internet, although it's still a valuable tool.
Oh,
and
it can be used for good. But
it's
so
usually
can
not
everything.
But, right.
You know what I mean? It's just like if Harry Potter was real. You know what I mean? And at the end, I'm making this reference as a 28-year-old man. The end of Harry Potter, I watched all of them. He finally gets the wand that he can use or Voldemort can use.
You just spoiled Harry Potter for me.
Listen, man, if you haven't got on Harry Potter by now, then you're what's wrong.
I was waiting to get the flu.
Listen, man, I'd rather believe in wizardry than water on Mars. all I'm saying is that he had this, it's just a metaphor, he had a wand that he could have done amazing things with. He snaps it in half because he understands that terrible things can also be done with that. That's Twitter. Do you understand? We are Voldemort. We are he whose name we do not speak.
We're selfish creatures.
That's what
That's
we're
to be
doing.
Sure.
We're the worst.
I
name
know.
One animal on Earth we're good for. None of them. Apex predator. It's who we are. We ruin your day. Then we ruin our day. But as long as we're ruining your day, we feel better about our day.
We're going to leave it there, man. I think that's a great way to end the show. JB Ball, thank you very much for coming out. Come check him out this the 24th at the Creative Loafing Space. We're going to be hanging out, having a good time. You got to come back sometime, too.
Yeah, man. We'll chop it up.
It was fun. All right. Facebook.com/TheHomemadeBroadcast, Facebook.com/RadioSt.Pete. Follow me on Twitter, home_made_man. Ball for president. Follow him as well. And I will talk to you all very shortly. Have a good one. See ya.